Why does the state choose to not allow viewers to hear what's going on?
I'm not sure I can answer that. At what part? At what point?
Well, the audio cuts out, as I understand from the other witnesses, right, after 2 minutes or so. Why can't people hear it the entire time?
I can let Solomon answer that question.
Two things. I want to reiterate something that Kelly Kissel said from his institutional knowledge that is accurate. The department's audio processes have been consistent throughout our time with this lethal injection protocol. To be clear, media witnesses and all witnesses hear those portions of the execution that are, want to make sure I'm using accurate words here. They hear the portions of the execution that are, the portions that have audio are provided. I guess that's the, I want to be clear, the portions that have audio when the, director is reading her statements, when the inmate is making his last words, those portions, the audio is turned on.
But why don't you have on the other portions?
The portions that where there is audio,
but they sound all the time.
There is, that audio is turned on. I know you're not getting the answer that you want.
The reason for why you decided to stop transmitting the audio after a certain portion.
There. And I'm struggling here because I feel like there's a question in search of an issue here. The audio is turned on when there is audio to transmit. When there is no audio, when there are no statements being made, the audio is turned on.
Well, for instance, it's brought up the Marcel Williams case. The attorneys believe that he was gasping, but it's after the audio is turned off.
You would have to talk to his counsel there for their statements. I can't speak to what their statements are, and I think we've addressed this question already.